Head coach Chip Kelly announced on Wednesday that linebacker Trent Cole will miss Saturday's game with a hand injury that required surgery. Brandon Graham will start at Cole's Predator outside linebacker position, and rookie Marcus Smith II will be rotated in as well.
Now, Trent is getting surgery today to get a plate, from what I understand. I don't know the exact details of what it is, putting his hand, so he'll be out this week. Brandon can set an edge. Brandon can rush a quarterback. He's doing a better job in pass coverage, and we've been really happy with him. I think he's really dedicated himself. I think has really played better from a special team standpoint in every phase we've had an opportunity to get BG on the field. I think he's done a really good job.
Man, it's crazy. It seemed like yesterday I can remember, you know, being, you know, the starter here. I mean, I'm just excited, man, just for any opportunity I get. And, you know, I'm definitely going to make the best of this opportunity these last two games, and hopefully we can sneak in the playoffs.
Saturday will mark just the fourth game of Cole's 10-year NFL career that he'll miss due to injury. Kelly is not sure of Cole's status for the Week 17 game against the Giants. Now, the Eagles need all the help possible in containing Washington's weapons on offense. While fans are fixated on former Eagle DeSean Jackson, the team knows that it is more than just him.
We've got a really good challenge this week, and not only with DeSean Jackson, but with Garcon, with Reed, tight ends, Alpha Morris, and running back, and RG3 trying to prove himself. We're going to have our hands full.
You know, if you're not aware of where RG3 is, I mean, he can hurt you with his legs and his arm. You know, when we got to be really sharp in our contain when we rush the quarterback, because he's a different element than we've seen, except for Russell Wilson, and you saw what that happened to us.
Two players who were instrumental in the Eagles' Week 3 win over Washington were running back Chris Polk and wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Polk returned to kickoff for a touchdown, and Matthews had the first two touchdown receptions of his NFL career. Both players will look to make a similar impact this Saturday.
I just take what the defense gives me. I don't, you know, I'm just, you know, one cut, get upfield, and, you know, especially in those situations, just take what you can get.
So they know about all of us. They do their film study. They do their scouting report. So they're going to be ready for me for this game just like they were last. So I got to make sure I'm ready and go out there and make plays.
That'll do it for this edition of the 360 Update presented by Sports Authority.